This podcast is intended for mature audiences.
It also contains two British people talking about sex.
Hi everyone, before we start, a trigger warning. There will be short discussions on size briefing difficulties and on Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukraini. I'm saying this wrong, I'm sorry. Hello, and welcome to Teabags and Joysticks, the kinky video game podcast. I'm not used to doing this.
Well done, Chris. Well done.
Yes, I'm Chris.
And I am Si. Hello, everybody.
Okay, so how are you, Simon?
Not great. So, little bit of a PSA before we get running. I'm not going to go into the full details because I honestly, with all due respect, a lot of it's private.
Yep.
I am having breathing difficulties today. It is not COVID. Like, it is what seems to be an ongoing health problem, and I'm getting attention, don't worry. But, like, I am struggling to breathe today, so if I'm a little bit quieter than normal, please understand and I apologize. We also have another PSA to make today, don't we, Chris?
Yes, we do. So about a week, maybe 10 days ago, we recorded an episode that we were going to put out and was really good. We were both very excited about it and we had a guest on and he was really good and he was really looking forward to it. But And then
the world went into the world.
Because of the topic we talked about, which was about the military fetish, we thought it is now a little bit insensitive.
I mean, the bottom line is, nobody comes to us for the news. Like, you know what's happened in the world. We do not feel comfortable putting an episode like that out at the moment when, you know, the world is basically on tenterhooks of war and everything is going down in Ukraine. But while we're also here, fuck Vladimir Putin. I will put in here now and say, like, our hearts go out to the people of Ukraine and those with family there. And as we open the show, you know, like, we say it's Slava Ukraini. Like, I'll also add to that, Harayam Slava, which I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize if I'm not. I do not speak Ukrainian. I'm utilizing the translations I've heard, so I apologize if I'm saying that wrong. Please stay safe. You know,
yeah,
there's not much more that I can say beyond that. I will also put out there, our regular listeners may notice that our cover art is a lot more subdued than usual. We usually we usually do something appropriate to the topic that we're talking about on the cover art, some kind of different art, etc. Our cover art this week is entirely black and white, with the exception of the blue and yellow of the Ukrainian flag colours.
Yeah.
It's a little gesture. I know it's not much in the grand scheme of things, but there we go. If this episode seems a little choppier than normal, please understand, like, this is probably a combination of we're reworking our show at the last minute, plus also I came down sick in between like recording what we had already in the bank and recording this.
Like, yeah. Like, not just slightly sick.
Yeah. and like, before anyone worries, no, I'm fine. I will be fine. Like, doctors, etc. are all okay with everything. It's just I need to recover.
Indeed.
But with that, let's roll the tea that we already recorded, Chris.
Woo!
What's the tea, Chris?
The tea. I am going to talk about a classic case of homophobia.
Oh, okay.
In kind of unexpected places.
Okay.
So, an airport in India, in a place called Gaya, has got the airport code GAY.
Okay.
And for some reason, the Parliament of India have decided that that airport code is inappropriate and have applied to change the airport code.
Okay. That's, I mean, I don't know who decides these things, but I don't get why it's a problem either.
No.
But okay.
It's the International Air Transport Association who decides these things, and they decided they would not allow any changes of airport code unless,
good,
you know, it is a genuinely air safety reason, justification.
I mean, that seems fair enough to me. And I mean, on top of that as well, like, surely at this point it's been active for a good long while. It's like, this is not a new airport that's just opened up, I'm guessing. So, nope. You know, at that point, that's a lot involved in changing that. Like, reissuing all the keys and everything to have that all changed, I imagine isn't, I mean, I don't know, but I imagine that's not a straightforward thing. So, yeah, like, no, shouldn't change that. And I don't get why it's such a big deal. Like, even if you ignore the whole sort of homosexual side of it, like, gay and happy, anyone, you know? I mean, like, it's still potentially an issue, but, like, just rebrand it as the happy airport, you know? I don't know. These things never make sense to me because people start getting hung up on this, and it's just like, really? That's the thing that you're going to be... Like, that's the bit we're worried about right now.
I'm just going to say, this is stupid. This is outright stupid.
I don't know. This is one of those things where it's just like, okay, this is a whole level of geopolitical stuff that I'm just not even going to get involved with.
There's a they justify it as being a guy is kind of a religiously important city. I'm like, okay, so what?
Okay. How is it spelled?
G-A-Y-A.
Then it's just the short form.
Yeah, it's just literally the first three letters.
It's the same as reducing London to LDN or like...
Yeah, it's literally your first three letters. You know, it's not randomly picked out from your name.
Okay, sure. I mean, what's the... Like, I don't know. These things never make sense to me. They never have. No. It's an abbreviation, guys. Like, carry on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Fair enough.
That's it. There's not much more to it, really. It's a pretty bad example to request something like this.
I mean, it is, but I mean, I don't know. Whenever I see this sort of thing, it's just like, I'm kind of surprised that that's the thing that's getting focused on. You know, like, of all the other things that have to go on, this is the thing you spent the time on?
Yeah, and as someone has made a joke on Twitter, there's Mohammed Aslam Parvez. I would just say the name because it should give some credit. They said, on the contrary, for the sake of sexual minority, the parliament should ask for Gaya airports to be called Lord Gautama Buddha Terminal Quality International Airports, LGBTQIA.
Fair enough. That's quite clever. I like that. I'm good with that.
So yeah, that's tea. That's tea for me. What's your tea?
So my tea this week is I think there's a new like rule, like universal constant type thing that we have to kind of start factoring in with the like hookup apps and the like. And I'm going to kind of refer to this as the gay squared rule. And this is something like you've heard me talk about this before. The listeners won't have. I am convinced that there is something akin to the gay squared rule. So the R squared in statistics is like a metric of accounting for variance in a statistical model. I'm fairly sure that like you could have something similar of the gay squared rule, which is kind of the more gays that you have in a location, the less likely you are to be able to find a timely hookup. I'm fairly convinced that this is a thing at this point because, and the reason that I'm convinced this is a thing, every time, and I mean every time, I go to London, I go to Manchester. I go to anywhere with a fairly large size gay community. I can be there for a week. And I'll have Grindr open, I'll have Recon open, whatever, and be like, hey, like, I'm looking for a bit of fun. And yeah. People will talk.
Yeah.
And talk. And talk.
Yep.
And talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. But all they ever do is talk.
Yep.
And yep. I'm fairly sure that like, I'm referring to it as the gay squared rule, because it's just like, everyone's always talking because they're always waiting for the next thing to come along. But you know when you can guarantee you're going to get people making you offers? 2 hours before you're due to leave. Absolutely guarantee you, because this happens every single time, 2 hours before I am due to get on the train to leave, hey, do you want to come round to mine?
Yeah. Is it because you leave a particular day or something? And I'm like, yeah,
I have no idea.
It's the end of the weekend or something else on now. Do you want to come round?
Yeah. I've had this happen on weekends. I've had this happen on weekdays. I've had this happen when I've been there for a week. I've had it happen when I've been there for one night. Okay. I don't know what it is, but there is something about the last 2 minutes, 2 hours before you are due to leave, and something linked to the amount of gay people in an area, because it is everything. If I open my app in, I don't know, one of, like, I was in Devon like a few right. weeks ago. If I open it in Devon, I'll have an offer like that. If I open it in, you know, Rotherham, Sheffield, Doncaster, wherever, can get an offer fairly quickly. Not much of a gay scene in those places. Go to Manchester, go to London, go to anywhere with a decent-sized gay community. You'll get talking, but that's it. And I'm convinced it is the gay square rule. The more gays there are per square metre, then the less likely you are to have a hookup.
Yeah, that's fair. That's probably fair.
That's just my that's my tea today. There's a little rant and there's a little bit of like yeah. a working theory for you.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one to have seen this, right?
No, I know. But like, I've always found it really difficult to go for a hookup just like immediately.
I'm not saying immediately. I'm not necessarily saying immediately, but at least, like, if I'm there for 3 days,
yeah,
you know?
No, that's fair.
And I mean, you've seen this with me. Like, we can go to Cardiff or whatever, and we'll have people go, yeah, like, sure, why not?
Mm.
And then we'll go to London or we'll go to Manchester where there's a larger gay community. Mm-mm. Like, we'll get talking and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm convinced. I'm just convinced it is the gay squared rule. The more gays that you have per square meter, the less likely you are to get a hookup.
Yeah, you get picky, don't you? There's more gays around. Like that's yeah. I don't think that's unreasonable.
Oh, don't
that's
get not me
wrong. A bad like, assumption.
I know this know. Is going to come off as me being bitter. I didn't get a shag. I'm aware of this. But it's just like, there comes a point where this has happened so many times that you just kind of have to sit there and look at the patterns, and it's literally every time we go somewhere with a decent gay community.
But I don't find that one particularly surprising. You know, it was the other bit when you get the offer like just before you're about to leave. Like, why is that?
I don't know. Though? I think that's just Murphy's Law in action. I literally think that one's just Murphy's Law. I think there's two things going on here. There's the gay squared rule and there's the Murphy's Law. The gay squared rule is the hookup side of it, and the Murphy's Law is it's going to happen when you can't do it.
Mm. Or is it you're getting some of those anyway, but they're not like serious offers? Like, you're getting the offer, but then you when you actually talk about it, you're like, okay, you're coming, and then they're like, nope, completely ghost you or something.
Nope. It's like there are times where it would just be like, oh, I'm just looking for talk, or I'm just looking for talk, or I'm just looking for talk. And then it's like an hour before I leave, hey, do you want to hook up? I'm just like, you fucking bastard. Where were you like 2 hours ago? Mm. I'm not bitter.
if you're quick, you can fit one in 2 hours.
Not when I've got like luggage and everything that I'm hauling around.
I'm just saying, you got to be quick.
But anyway, that's my tea.
All right. So that was the reheated tea.
But with that, shall we go into the bag?
Which, what is the bag?
I understand you have translations of some... I don't actually know the full story of how these work.
Yeah, so I have taken some kinky stuff, like phrases, things, people, into Google Translate from English to a bunch of languages, like do it about 10 times, maybe sometimes like 15 times, and then translate it back into English and see what comes out the other end.
Okay, so this is kind of akin to the Google Translate Sings type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have...
So Google Translate does kink.
Yeah, Google Translated kink. And I've taken those things and I've got, for each of them, a few different translations, which are quite different.
Okay.
This is the game today. I will say the funniest one, the one I think is the funniest.
Okay.
You need to guess what it originally is.
Okay. Are you going to give me multiple choice or am I just guessing blind?
Look, I will give you a category and then I'll give you the translation. If you can't get it the first time, I will give you multiple choice.
Okay. I'm not very helpful.
Yeah, I know. And then... After I reveal the answer, I will reveal the other translations as well.
Fair enough. Okay, like, I don't... Sure, let's see how this goes.
Yeah, so randomly picks the first one. Okay, this one is... Let's start with a relatively easy one.
You say this.
Yeah, so the category is a person.
Right.
Okay, this is a person, not a specific person, not, you know. So I'm not looking for a name.
Okay.
So, yeah. A category of people. And the translation is father of skin. Which sounds disgusting, but...
That sounds like a character out of Resident Evil. Or Elden Ring or something, you know?
Father of skin. This father sounds disgusting, but... Once you know the answer is, makes total sense.
I mean, the only thing that's coming to mind is, like, skinhead?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with, because that's the only thing that's coming to mind.
Okay, so that is not the correct answer.
Surprise, surprise.
I will give you the other... I'll give you a multiple choice. So you have got furry, a leather daddy, or a dumb jock. It's father of skin.
So I'm assuming this is leather daddy.
Yeah.
But if that had been furry, that okay.
Yeah, this was one that I can't.
I mean,
yeah.
I kind of get it. I get where it's.
Yeah.
But also, no, like, where did we go from, like, Leather Daddy to, like, Resident Evil Plague Monster?
Yeah, leather of skin. No. Leather father of skin. Sorry. Yeah. It just went from leather to skin, like, in no time at all. Sometimes,
oh, good grief.
Yeah, when I translate it, it sometimes go back to leather. And so, like, yeah, okay.
Father of skin. Yeah.
Father of skin. The other translation that I have got for that one, for Little Daddy, is just Dad Asked.
Dad Asked.
Yeah. As in, like, he asked a question, and that's it. Dad Asked.
I mean, so you went from Leather Daddy to a weird, like, XTube porn title.
No complaints there, yeah.
Okay, then. So, oh god, like, this makes me dread what's coming next. So what's number two? Wait, how many of these have we got?
I have got roughly 12.
Okay, right. So what's number two?
Okay. So this is a thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The category is thing. It's kind of a... Not a physical thing, though. It's a...
As in, like, a toy or something like that.
Yeah, not looking for a toy, exactly.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, not a physical thing. You can't hold...
Okay, now I'm very confused. Like, just give me the title, because I feel like you're just confusing me even further by saying this.
Read the word.
Read the word.
Yes.
As in, like, drag queen read? Like, honey. I'm assuming this is safe word?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Where does it get... I can't do that. Where does it get read from?
I don't know. That one I genuinely don't know. And the other translator was even more confusing.
Okay, I'm curious what the other translation was.
Okay, so I've got three others. Which are name code.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what, like, probably it comes from safe word into a password into a code or something.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
And then this gets very, very confusing for a safe word translation. It is congratulations.
Wait, what? Wait, is congratulations Google's safe word?
And the last one is the worst one.
Go on.
More. Do so not we'll... use more as a safe word.
So what we're learning here is Google Translate is weirdly kinky. And has no limits, apparently. Sure. So, I don't even know how to respond to that. That's... okay.
So, okay. Now, this is a saying. A kinky saying.
A kinky saying. Okay.
Yeah. Dangerous sentiments are unmistakable.
Wait, say that again. Dangerous?
Dangerous sentiments are unmistakable.
These dangerous desires have dangerous outcomes. dangerous. I have no idea.
I don't.
What the hell?
All right, so your options are... Is it predicaments bondage? Is it team locked? Or is it risk-aware consensual kink?
And right, okay, give me the translation again.
Dangerous sentiments are unmistakable.
Is it rack?
It is, yeah.
Dangerous. I see how dangerous became risk.
Yeah.
I guess I see how consensual becomes sentiment.
I think so, yeah. And unmistakable was somehow came from aware
maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm... No, that one got me. Okay.
Yeah, and other bad translations are... The power of consent seems dangerous.
Hold on, because Google Translate suddenly became a right-wing American politician.
Or... Risk perception is unanimously rigid.
I mean, if it's done right. Any more? Or is that it?
No, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Try this one. What is a sanitary equipment?
A sanitary equipment.
Yeah, it is a thing.
I mean, hopefully all of your equipment is sanitary if you prepped properly.
Yeah, as in they're clean. But I mean, sanitary equipment kind of implies like it's something that you use to clean stuff, right?
Yeah. Is this poppers?
No.
Okay, don't give me multiple choice. Give me what the worst of the other translations was.
Attractions. This is no help whatsoever.
Attractions or sanitary equipment? I have no idea.
Do you want a multiple choice?
Yeah.
Can our listeners guess it?
If you can, like, you're doing far better than me because I haven't got a clue.
Is it a chastity device? Is it a douche? Or is it an electro unit?
Okay, that doesn't help. I'm going to guess douche.
Okay.
Because I don't really have a reason. It just seems the closest thing to sanitary because you clean out with it.
Yeah. That's why I put the option there. But the answer is chastity device.
Wait, no, hold on.
So when I put it into the translator, the word chastity went pureness, clean.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, you say chastity to me and I no longer think pureness.
Yeah, I know, right?
My Catholic upbringing would be very ashamed. It translated it as either sanitary equipment or what was the other one I asked you for?
Attractions.
How does it get attraction? Okay, sanitary equipment is a mess, but I can see how it gets there. How does it get to attractions?
The word chastity went either to pureness and clean or to lust and then being attracted to people and then attractions.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it completely diverged in two completely different ways.
This is making me feel like I usually think I have a fairly decent grasp on language, and this is making me feel very dumb right now. I'm going to blame this on me being sick.
Okay.
If you're sat there at home screaming, just like, how are you not getting this? I'm ill. We're going to go with that excuse.
Okay, this is another thing.
Okay.
It's a particular, specific thing.
And chastity device wasn't.
No, this is more specific than that. It is a particular name. Okay.
I'm sure many boys in chastity would argue that chastity is a very, very particular thing.
Look, for example, chastity device, we're looking for like a cobra
looking particular more for the name. Okay.
Yeah. So the translation is, the lumpy lump is much smoother. Oh, don't die.
I can't even say it. The lumpy lump is much smoother.
Yeah.
The thing, it's not even a kink thing, but the only thing that's coming to my mind is sandpaper. The lumpy. Wait, hold on. Is it a chastity device again? Because, you know.
No. Is something. Something someone in chastity might use.
I don't know. Wait, is it a strap-on?
No.
Okay, give me one of the alternate translations.
Okay. The most profitable bubble cable in the world.
The most...
like Jeremy Clarkson-ish. Like, the most profitable bubble cable in the world.
Is it Richard Hammond? I'm guessing anal beads? It's the only thing I can think of that would be a lumpy cable?
Okay, you're in the right kind of area.
No, I'm going to give up on this one because beyond that, I'm not sure.
Okay, do you want multiple choice? I mean, it is pretty obvious once I say
the multiple choice. Sure, give me the multiple choice.
Is it the world's most comfortable butt plug? Is it a Foley catheter? Or,
How do you go from the lumpy? How? Just that doesn't even I don't like the other ones. I can sort of see where the etymology gets there eventually, but no, this doesn't.
Yeah.
What language did you run this through? Do you remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember whatsoever. I definitely run through some really obscure languages as well.
For fuck's sake.
The other bad translation?
Go on.
The best clothes in the world.
Okay. See, that one makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Only in the sense of most comfortable. And I don't get where they get clothes from butt plug.
No,
I suppose for some boys that is like their uniform, but like...
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I just... Well, I guess we don't have to worry about the robots taking over anytime soon. At least not in a language we'll understand.
Try this one. Like, this is... Necklace. What's a necklace?
Pearl necklace?
What?
Pearl necklace? Oh.
Just necklace.
Collar?
Yes.
Okay.
Really annoyingly.
Yeah.
Google translated a chain collar into just necklace.
At least that one makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, but there are other ones that didn't make any sense whatsoever.
Go on.
Flag of the Saint.
Flag of the Saint.
The seat. The seat, like something you sit on. The flag of the seat. I don't know what even that is.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I've used a boy as a seat.
No, but where did a flag come from?
Poor translation.
Yeah.
Dyslexic misspelling.
Choose. Just the word choose twice.
You should have given me flag of deceit on of flag of the seat on that one. Okay.
Or color selection.
Choose your character.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Color selection. The first thing that came to my mind for some reason was Smash Brothers. Choose your character. I can't even do the voice right now. I haven't got the lung capacity to do the voice at this moment.
Okay, so this is a person.
Okay. Camera woman TV thing.
What?
Never mind.
So the translation is press and hold button.
Wait, this is a person?
Yes.
So let me be clear. When you say this is a person...
Yes.
Are we talking like a person's name or are we talking like... The term for someone in a scene type of thing.
Yeah, a term for someone in... Yeah, a relation.
Press and hold button. Key holder?
Wow, where do you get that from?
Because it's the only thing that I could think of where like, there would be a button of some sort.
Really?
Yeah, but like... So, because clearly a lot of these I'm having to like laterally think on them, so my brain goes sort of... Keys, car keys, key fob, button.
Okay. Yeah.
Or more to the point, the other way around.
Yeah. Other translations are less ludicrous on this one.
Okay.
They're just, who has the key? ?
The eternal question of the sub.
Who has the key? Or the other translation, hold the key, hold it.
Because I Can someone please, like, you know the scene from Game of Thrones, Hold up. Someone needs to dub over that. Somebody please take Chris's voice from that and just dub it over that scene from Games of Thrones.
All right, ready for the next one?
Sure.
Okay, this is a thing. What is a football game?
Are we doing Sports Ball Corner? Like, do I need to play the sound clip?
That's not the intention.
A football game.
Yes.
Is this just foot fetish?
No.
Wait, is this CBT?
It isn't. It's a thing. Okay, it's not a an activity. Yeah, it's a thing.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you, you're focusing on the wrong bit of the word football.
Is it a ball crusher?
Yeah, close. Close.
Okay. Wait, is this like ball weights?
No.
Then I have no idea.
Okay. I'll give you another translation and you should get it. Quiet on the ball.
Oh, is it a ball gag?
Yes.
Wait, how did it get to football game from ball gag?
I don't know.
Okay. Sure. That makes zero sense, but sure.
No.
Quiet on the ball.
Quiet on the ball makes too much sense.
See, I hear quiet on the ball and all I can think of is Wimbledon. Like, quiet on the court. You know I'm going to take some of these terms and start using them in the bedroom, right?
Oh, God.
Just as I put the ball game into like. Like football game.
All right, this is a saying.
Okay.
What is the security agreement?
Security agreement. What could... See, my mind's going either... Wait, you said this is a phrase, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so that's wrong, because my mind was going, like, something to do with bondage.
Okay.
Security agreement.
This one does make a lot of sense.
Wait, is this... The only thing coming to my mind is safe, sane, consensual.
That is correct.
Okay. Right, okay. I'm a little shocked, but okay.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense, this translation.
Yeah. No, that one actually... Yeah, that one kind of sits slightly more...
Yeah.
Logically than some of the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Especially compared to football game.
I mean, you can translate it badly as well.
Oh, God, what else came up?
True acceptance sand.
See, that's the one I would have given you if I was on the other side of this. True acceptance. Okay.
Or if I were to really fuck you up, like, it's just one word. Sure.
Okay, then. Okay.
Yeah, forget about safe and consensual. Sure.
Well, all right then.
Don't quote me out of context, that one.
Yeah. Okay. Have we got what? Two more?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Locator. What's a locator? It's an activity.
Just one word, locator.
Yes.
You see, if we hadn't had cholera already...
What a tracker.
Well, you know, clearly we're having to think weirdly here, so... I haven't got a clue, so I'm just going to throw out there, dildo.
Okay, no. So, I'll give you three options.
Okay.
Okay, is it an orgy, is it Locktober, or is it edging?
It's got to be Locktober, surely.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because like, I'm assuming it must have seen it as a misspelling at some point, and that's how it moved over.
Yeah, because it's not... Yeah, it's a word that is made of and is not really in the dictionary or anything. Yeah. Other translations include block provide...
We aren't getting crypto involved with the Locktober. Let's just not.
Key tubus.
Key tubus.
I don't know.
Is this what we're calling kinky YouTubers?
Key tubus. Or at some, a lot of subs would just basically call Locktober. October.
I wouldn't be surprised that one came up.
Yeah.
Because again, like, just see it as a spelling mistake and maneuver. Locator is the weird one, though. Like, okay.
Mm. Okay, so last one.
What's the last one?
Yeah, last one. Okay, this is a person. Again, a generic category of person.
Yep.
Great star.
Is this a celebrity fucker? Has anyone got the lamé handkerchief? Great star. I have no idea. I haven't got any, like, there's nothing within those two words to try and, like, latch through into something, so.
Okay.
What? Give me another, like, an alternate translation.
Okay. Blue princesses. This is no help whatsoever.
Wait, great star or blue... Is it blue balls?
No. Okay. No, it's a person.
Oh, a person, sorry. Great star or blue princesses? Cortana?
Yeah, honestly, great star is the one that would help you the most. The other two translations that I've got makes... No sense whatsoever.
I mean, sod it, throw them at me. Let's see if I can get anywhere with them.
Okay. It's Great Star, Blue Princesses, North Bordeaux. As in the French city.
Wait, no, hold on. So North Bordeaux is one translation or two?
One. One translation. North Bordeaux.
Findom?
No.
So there are options. I have no idea.
So your options, multiple choice, yeah. Are superhero, porn star, or himbo.
I can see arguments for all of them, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume it's porn star.
It is.
Based on the, like, the great star thing.
Yep.
Although I'm sure there's some himbos out there that are going to disagree. Great. I mean, to be fair, have you seen the amount of work that goes into, like, porn scenes these days? Like, yeah, like, some of them are doing more work than movie sets.
Mm-hmm. Totally, yeah.
Well, okay then. I don't think I got many of those at all.
Yeah. You got Safe Scene Consensual first time, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the only one that I did.
You got collar first time.
See, I think that one was maybe a little bit too easy, collar.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, where are you going to go with necklace? You're either going to go neck brace or collar. And like, I know you, neck brace isn't one you're going to immediately think of, I don't think. So I'd be curious to try this again with some other terms. Like, yeah. I'd be fascinated to run a few interesting porn names through as well.
Oh my god, like what, like porn star names?
Yeah, like see what it spits out for Mr. Christopher, etc.
Like some terms I try to put in and just came out the same on the other end, no matter what I do.
That's just the way it goes.
St. Andrew's Cross. St. Andrew's Cross, for example, no matter what I do, it came out St. Andrew's Cross. Or the Cross of St. Andrew, which is the same thing.
Okay. I wonder if that's because that could be tied to a religious term, so it's got translated enough.
Yeah, I think
enough.
So. Yeah.
I'd be curious to mess with that a bit more. I think we may come back to this, like, one when I have more lung capacity so I can actually, like, laugh because some of these are killer. Okay. Sure.
Do you mean safe, sane, and consensual?
Don't do that to me. Okay. I don't really have anything to add to the end of this. This has been an interesting walk through through the way that Google Translate sees the world. And I think the only thing that we've actually proved here is you cannot use Google Translate to reliably translate a language without some basing in it.
Oh, God.
But with that said, should we proceed through with the 5-minute marvel?
Yeah. Again, pre-recorded.
Yep. So shall we do a 5-minute marvel? Because there's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about. There's not a lot to watch. There is a lot to talk about.
So I don't even know where to start apart from to say, holy shit, that Doctor Strange trailer.
There is so much in it. Like, it was, yeah, just a couple of minutes. Oh, there was so much in it.
Like, this is going to be something I think, like, we talk about a couple of times until it comes out, but, like, just off the one trailer that got released recently, there's, like, three big highlights to me. One, yeah. Holy shit, they're doing the Illuminati. Two, holy shit, America Chavez looks fucking badass. And three, holy shit, what the fuck's going on with Wanda?
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, all of those. I don't know what's going on with Wanda. It does look like all the Disney Plus shows are all coming together in this film.
I think there's a little bit of that which we expected, but the thing that's kind of got me the most hyped is the Illuminati, which yeah. I don't know how much you know about that.
I do know quite a lot.
Scene with the chairs just before you hear what is apparently an imitation of Patrick Stewart's voice, if you believe that, is straight from the comics. And oh my God.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm aware. Patrick Stewart.
They were Stark robots just before that, right?
Well, Ultron. They're Ultron bots, aren't they?
Are they Ultrons?
I think they are Stark making a successful Ultron that he wants.
I mean, that would track with the Illuminati. And, yeah. Like I say, the scene from that, like, straight afterwards is straight from the comics.
Yeah.
But damn, man, like, I want to see what happens with Doc Strange. Like, I think there's some kind of merging of things going on there. I want to know what Mordo's role in all of this is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how many Strangers are there going to be? Like,
so, if memory serves me correctly, I think we've now seen 4 different Strangers. Although one of them we've only actually seen on kind of like a flying action scene type thing. It's not actually been like they've got much of a screen time, so they blink and you'll miss it thing.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with this. And here's the thing that's getting at me. It's not so much how many Strangers are we going to see. And I know it's a Doctor Strange movie. I want to know how many Wanders we're going to see. Because Wanda Maximoff in the multiverse is a very difficult character. She does not have the best history. No more mutants, anyone?
No. Yeah. Absolutely right. Yeah. Everyone seems to be breaking the rules, as she says.
Well, the other thing that I found interesting is him saying, hey, I did this to protect our reality. Is that a reference to, and again, I guess spoilers, but you're in here anyway. Is that a reference to Spider-Man? The events of Spider-Man get referenced, but like the mental retconning that will have gone on around it? Because Strange would have known he was there, just maybe not why.
Yeah, that would be really weird, because he won't remember.
And it would kind of line up with the visual of what I assume is him looking at a representation of the different multiverses. Like that red kind of... I don't know how else to describe it, apart from like a spider web of different like orbs that were connected, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Spider-Man. Like, people forget about Peter Parker. but there's still no Spider-Man exists, right?
Well, yeah. So I'd like, how much has actually been forgotten is going to be an interesting one. Because I think that's the other thing. Like, people haven't mentioned much, but there is some cleanup to be done here about after the events of No Way Home.
I mean, No Way Home is a huge movie. In the
franchise. I think this is the first outing that we're seeing post No Way Home, if I remember rightly.
I think so, yeah. I think you're right.
So we need to see what happened to Strange afterwards, because I don't think we did.
No. No, we saw none of Strange in the epilogue.
I really want to know how they're bringing America Chavez in as well. Like, the way that... she looks badass. Mm-hmm. Absolutely looks badass. And I think I might have spotted a bit of Captain Marvel in there. I don't know if I was just misreading what I was seeing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Captain Marvel, though.
Either way, this is a packed really shiny movie from everything that we are seeing. Yeah. Mm. And to add to that, the shield of Captain Britain has been seen.
Yes.
Excelsior!
We do mean Captain...
I am Captain Carter, not Captain... Carter. Well, Captain Britain, Captain Carter, it's
Captain,
anyway.
Captain Britain of Braddock.
But that was the 5-minute Marvel. Let's not extend it out any further. But with that, let's swiftly move on. What's on your joystick, Chris?
This week on joysticks, I've been playing a lot of Wildermyth. But then I've already talked about Wildermyth. It's our game of the year. Joint game of the year. So I'm actually going to mention Taiko no Tatsujin, which I have been playing a bit.
I'm sorry, can you say that again slightly slower?
It's Taiko no Tatsujin, the Drum Master game.
Oh, okay, I've heard of this game.
Yes.
I couldn't pronounce it for the life of me, but I've heard of this game.
Yeah, it's, for some reason they decided to keep the Japanese title.
The spelling will be in the description.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do Japanese.
So what's the premise with the game? Is it just a general rhythm game akin to Guitar Hero? Or?
Yeah, it's a general rhythm game. You basically got two sides of the controller. You basically got two buttons. You have got a red button and a blue button, and both sides of your controller kind of corresponds to different things. Like kind of basically, the inside buttons are the red ones, the outside buttons are the blue ones.
Right.
And you can keep, you know, use both hands to do the rhythm, and it's really difficult.
This is the game that's based on the traditional, I want to say, Japanese like drums that you see in some of the ceremonies and things?
Yeah. Taiko.
Taiko. Okay.
Like the first word in Taiko no Tatsujin.
I'm just going to nod my head and say yes here. Like, just like, I am completely ignorant when it comes to Japanese and the way that language structure works. So, this reminds me of, oh, God, this is going to be a deep cut. I'm going to show my age here. Do you even remember that Nintendo had a Donkey Kong drummer game way back on the GameCube? Yeah, so Donkey Kong had a drum game that was bongo drums, and it had a bongo drum peripheral.
Yeah, that's the thing.
This is making me think of that kind of thing, and I kind of want a peripheral for this.
Yeah, that's the thing. They sell those peripherals
in
Japan. Only in Japan, they sell a massive taiko drum in Japan, but we can't get it here.
Watch me.
Well, you definitely can't plug it into an Xbox.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
They don't have those for an Xbox.
What platform is it on? PC?
What, the peripheral?
Yeah.
It's probably the Switch. Or probably Nintendo.
Oh, I might have to have a look at this. Just because I like the idea of having them.
I'm not sure.
I can see that being a massive stress reliever.
That I'm not sure. But yeah, so apparently it's a lot easier with an actual drum peripheral than using the controller.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. Plus a lot of stress relief.
Yeah. And yeah, so for the actual peripheral, the middle bit, the actual drum is the red button, and the sides you hit as well. For the blue notes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And is it mainly Japanese songs? Or?
The songs are very Japanese. I was about to mention as well. There are two English songs in the whole game. One of them is For Some Reason Last Christmas. So I have got that in my head in the middle of February.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. A Christmas song kind of makes sense to me because it's like, especially Last Christmas, like, all around the world, like, people know that song. Because it just hit that critical mass. It's like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Like, everyone knows that song as well. What's the other one?
Oh, it's I Want You Back by Jackson 5. Weird.
Okay.
Yeah, weird selection, definitely. Very weird selection. And there are a lot of songs from anime, songs from video games, soundtracks, that kind of thing.
I'm kind of intrigued. Just purely, like, if for no other reason, just to see what the song list is. So you said it's like animes and what have you. Does it tell you which anime they're from, or is it just a case of you recognise the song because you've seen it?
No, it does tell you, like, it's this song from this anime.
Yeah, okay, I might have to, because this is on Game Pass as well, isn't it? Because I know it's on Switch. I've seen it on Switch.
Yeah.
If it's on Game Pass, I may have to have a look.
It is on Game Pass. It's
okay.
I don't know what, why it's there, if I'll be honest. Like, okay, who put the...
I mean, we've extolled the virtues of Game Pass a number of times. Like, this is why, one of the reasons why we both like Game Pass, because it's just like, okay, this is a game I would never have tried otherwise, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah. And, you know, like, through this game, I have somehow managed to know of a Japanese anime that is titled How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift? Like,
Heavy are the dumbbells you lift?
Yeah.
Is this like a really rough translation of Do You Lift, Bro? Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All the himbos That's out weird. There just went, huh?
All right, so that's my joysticks.
Fair enough.
What's on yours?
On my joystick this week is a game called The Pedestrian.
Okay. Oh, and yes, I know that one. I've heard of that one.
So the reason that this game got my attention is when I was a kid on a car trip, and even now sometimes if I'm on a train or something, you know when you're bored and you're just looking out the window? Well, I have a very weird imagination. I would always imagine a person running along the scenery and like jumping on the top of buildings and over poles and all this sort of thing. Okay. I don't know. Like, this is just something my mind did when I was bored, and I'm just going to attribute it to a weird ADHD thing. I don't know. Like, I needed something to keep me entertained. But anyway, so the reason that this caught my eye is because the whole premise of this game is you are a stick man moving through signs and world obstacles, like through this city, and you're literally jumping along signs and from sign to sign and through like the fire exit door on one sign and in through the, and it's wonderful, and it's a really, really well put together little puzzle game.
It's like a platformer kind of type thing.
It's a platform puzzle game, it's relatively simple in terms of controls and in terms of kind of the concepts. It's that typical puzzle game thing where it's just like, okay, here is a simple control. Here is a simple concept. Now here's the same control and concept in a really, like, you're going to have to think about this. And then one other nice thing about this is, like, you can then, as you get later into the level, you'll be given, like, here's sign 1, sign 2, sign 3, and sign 4. you have to move them around and connect the doors, and like you have to work out how that person could move from this to this to this to this. And it's really, really, really well done. And it's one of those games that has just been like a real pleasure to play.
Okay.
And it's the game. There's two sides of it. There's like the gameplay area, which is like it's a basically just a 2D space. It wouldn't look foreign on like an old school Game Boy. But then the background is all like 3D modeled with like different traffic, and there's intrigue in there, and it's like, and it's really interesting to see like this background as you move through the city, and you get this really, really nice sense of progress. Oftentimes you can kind of see, like, you'll finish one puzzle, you'll go through a doorway, and the camera will just kind of zoom over the puzzle that you've just done into the background, and it turns out you've been looking at the next step of the thing the whole time.
Okay.
And it's just really, really nicely done. It's just one of those games that just, it Fair feels enough. Present. It feels like, my Danish friend taught me this word, hygge, which is like the warm.
All right. Yeah.
The warm sensation you get from a hug, and it kind of feels like that. It invokes that sort of feeling for me, and I just love it. Okay. It's something really enjoyable about it.
So I want to know a bit about the backstory. What's the setup? Like, where did the stick figure come from? Or is it just there without any explanation?
Okay. It's literally like the first scene is just you are this stick figure that can move around in this environment. And it does this really nice job of moving you from sign to sign and teaching you the controls using post-it notes on the background and things.
Yeah, okay.
And it's just really lovely done. It's just it's one of those games that's just, the mechanics are simple but executed flawlessly. The environments are just really pleasant to look at. Like, everything about this game is just enjoyable.
Cool. Sounds great.
But yeah, that's what's been on my joystick. Like, there's been a couple of things as well. Like, I've been playing a lot of Minecraft. I've been playing a bit more Diablo, etc. But like, for the most part, like, that's been the thing that just really drew me in this last couple of weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, I think that's everything for this week, though. But yeah, has been the show for the week.
Yay!
As we said at the start, apologies that this show has been a lot more kind of cut and dry than usual and not quite as flowing as usual.
Yeah, it's been put together weirdly.
Yep.
Sorry.
And my apologies if there's been a massive difference in the way that I sound between sections. Just, like, the long story short, like, recording one of these when you're struggling to breathe, not always the easiest thing to do. But thank you for putting up with us this week.
Yeah, hopefully. If normal service resumes next time.
All being well, it shall. And at some point, we will bring forward the episode about Militaria, just once the situations have calmed down a little bit. Like, we'll put that out later on. I will say in this episode, though, a big thank you to our guest, Adam, who did come on. Like, you may have heard him get mentioned in some of the cuts, but I'm not sure, like, how we've cut this just yet, because, you know, we haven't done the edit yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, we've spoken with them. They understand why we're not going ahead. And just a thank you to them again for their patience with it and, you know, for helping us out.
Yeah, it will come out.
But where can people find us, Chris?
You can find us on social media at TBNJ Podcast, and you can leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/ TBNJ Podcast.
You can indeed. I have been Sai.
And I've been Chris.
Thank you very much for joining us this week. Normal Indeed. Service should hopefully resume next week. And goodbye.
Bye. This episode is edited by TBNJ Chris. Assembled comprises royalty-free audio. The opening and ending music is Quarter Conundrum by DOAK. Thank you for listening to Teabags and Joysticks.